Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The first baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lundborg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Lundborg. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Andrews moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman fires to first and picks off Yastrzemski. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hermann settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hermann. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Moses reaches second base with a double. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan bunts towards the mound. Lundborg fields it and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to second. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lundborg, and towards Andrews, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Melton scores. Hermann moves to second. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morales is hit by the pitch. Hermann moves to third. Berry moves to second. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-0 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. McCraw reaches second base with a double. There goes Williams trying to get to home. Smith throws the ball into Petrocelli, who relays the ball to Moses, who tags Williams, who came all the way from first, for the out. McCraw moves to third. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0-for-1 in the game. Lundborg is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradford. The throw from Moses and he is safe. Bradford steals second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bradford moves to third. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Morales bunts towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Bradford scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Andrews moves to third. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sonny Siebert now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Bradford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermann moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. Hermann moves to third. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Santiago now pitching. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-2 in the game. Horlan strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive towards short. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.